This is Akashwani, the news read by Aditi Lumba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid today the foundation stone and inaugurated various development projects worth more than 12,600 crore rupees in Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh. He also performed the Bhumi Pujan of Virangana Rani Durgavati Smarak. He also released a postal stamp in the memory of Rani Durgavati. On this occasion, the Prime Minister said that the previous governments had forgotten to give respect to the great men of India and to the tribal society. He stated that former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee first created the tribal ministry and brought respect to the tribal society. The Prime Minister said that his government removed 11 crore fake names from the government statistics, which were paving the way for looting the treasury. He remarked that his government has saved more than 2.5 lakh crore rupees from theft through the use of Jan Dhan, Aadhaar and mobile. Mr. Modi said today, Madhya Pradesh is standing at such a point where if the pace of development stops, it can lead to disaster. He said that the next 25 years are important and only developed Madhya Pradesh will lead to a developed India. He said this is the time to work hard and make the right decision. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth 5,000 crore rupees across various sectors at Jodhpur in Rajasthan. These projects include the foundation stone for a 350-bedded trauma centre and critical care hospital block at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Jodhpur and 7 critical care blocks under Pradhan Mantri Ayushman Bharat Health Infrastructure Mission to be developed across the state. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for the development of the state-of-the-art new terminal building at Jodhpur Airport to be built at a cost of 480 crore rupees. He dedicated to the nation IIT Jodhpur campus and upgradation of the infrastructure at Central University of Rajasthan. He also laid the foundation stone of multiple road development projects and dedicated two other rail projects. Prime Minister Modi flagged off two new train services in Rajasthan, including a new train, Runicha Express, connecting Jaisalmer to Delhi, and a new heritage train connecting Marwa Junction to Khambli Ghat. In Sikkim, the death toll following devastating flash floods has mounted to 14, while around 102 people are reported to be missing. The flash floods were triggered by the sudden glacial lake outburst over Lonak Lake in North Sikkim in the Tista River in Lachin Valley yesterday. Search and rescue operation for the missing persons continues in the marooned areas of the state. The troops of Three Shakti Corps are extending medical aid to civilians and tourists stranded in the areas of Chungthang and Lachung Lachin in North Sikkim. Meanwhile, Chief Minister P.S. Tamang chaired a meeting today to assess the current disaster situation in the state with Chief Secretary V.B. Pathak, among others. The Chief Secretary briefed Mr. Tamang about steps being taken by the state government in coordination with the Indian Army and concerned agencies to provide relief, rehabilitation and restoration. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting today notified amendments in the Cable Television Network Rules 1994, which provides the operational mechanism for implementation of the decriminalized provisions of the Cable Television Networks Regulation Act 1995. The Ministry in a statement said that to make Cable Television Networks Regulation Act more business-friendly and to boost investor confidence in the sector, punishments specified under the Act are re-examined and were decriminalized through Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provision Act 2023. It added that the imprisonment provisions have now been replaced with monetary penalties and other non-monetary measures like advisory, warnings and censure. Norwegian actor Jon Husse has been awarded the 2023 Nobel Prize in Literature for his innovative plays and prose, which gives voice to the unsayable, said the Swedish Academy. It added that Husse is today one of the most widely performed playwrights in the world and has become increasingly recognized for his prose. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, India has amassed a total of historic 86 medals, including 21 gold, 32 silver and 33 bronze so far. India is currently in fourth place in the medal tally. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games, surpassing the previous best of 70 medals in the 18th edition in Jakarta. And that is the end of this news bulletin.